The Fairbanks Assembly has approved an ordinance that eliminates fine particulate emission standards and fines for violating them. The changes come in response to a proposition passed by voters last fall that stops the borough from banning, prohibiting, or fining people for the use of home heating devices. Borough Attorney Renee Broker said the proposition leaves the Assembly no wiggle room to go after people who smoke out their neighbors.
If you look at the definition of misuse, it's clear that misuse is a type or manner of use.
The Assembly heard hours of testimony last night from people who claim public health should supersede an unregulated right to heat. Fairbanks resident Douglas Yates advocated for retaining key provisions of the old smoke ordinance, equating the responsibility to regulate air quality to basic traffic law enforcement.
The smoke trespass provision, the 50% opacity feature, and the prohibition on wet wood must remain in the ordinance. To do less so is to suggest that some people will be allowed to run red lights, ignoring minimal expectations of health and safety and welfare.
Assembly members were sympathetic to people who testified about health problems precipitated by smoke, but ultimately passed the weakened ordinance 7-1. The new law retains a popular old stove and boiler repair, replacement, and removal program and adds clean burning pellet appliances as a go-to option. It also keeps in place educational outreach on clean burning and a ban on burning high smoky fuels like railroad ties, plywood, and wet cordwood. Assembly members agreed the panel is far from done grappling with fine particulate pollution. The Environmental Protection Agency requires the borough and state to develop a plan for bringing Fairbanks air quality into compliance with federal standards by December of 2012.